Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lorraine Hoffhines from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, Fort Lauderdale, great place down there in South Florida. What do you do there?
I work at Vantage Motorworks, yeah, which is world famous for sales and restorations of Rolls-Royce and Bentleys.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you're selling really expensive cars to really rich people.
Yeah, yes, very.
Can I get your number?
What is it like to work exclusively with a customer base that's rich enough to buy Rolls-Royces? Are they nice?
Yes, I have to say a majority of our people are really nice.
Really? Because I would have guessed that unless you're a complete jerk, they won't sell you a Rolls-Royce. I mean, obviously, you don't deserve it.
No, we'll sell them to anybody.
Really? You don't have to be a jerk. All right. Well, welcome to our show, Lorraine. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lorraine's topic?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back. No more, no more, no more, no more.
So, love is hard. Knowing what to do in love is harder. Is the guy you're with, Mr. Right, or merely just as right as you're ever going to get? Well, this week we heard about a new way to know for sure. Each of our panelists is going to tell you about a new boyfriend disqualifier. Something we saw in the news this week, and if you see your boyfriend express any enthusiasm for one of these things, dump him immediately. Your job is to pick the true story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home voicemail if you do. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, first let's hear from Maz Jobrani.
It's the holidays, and you're getting ready to send out your Christmas card with a picture of you and your girlfriend. All seems well, except you notice at the last minute that your girl neglected to pluck the hair on her chin for the picture and looks like a fledgling recruit for Al-Qaeda. Do you A, call her into the room and point out her scruffy jawline? B, ignore the hairy protrusion and send out the card? Or C, go to Santini's Photo Store in Manhattan where they're offering 50% off on photoshopping your girlfriend? That's right. Gino Santini, owner of the store, says the idea came to him last year when he was sending out his own Christmas card. I look at the photo and notice my girlfriend had put on some weight. I call her into the room and tell her, hey, look here, you look fat. We're not dating anymore. After that debacle, Santini felt it was his duty to help other men not go down the path he had. This is the perfect gift to give to your lady. That way you can say, honey, you eat whatever you like. I'm going to fix it in post.
Photoshopping your girlfriend to make her more attractive. Service you can get in New York. Your next story of a lame boyfriend detector comes from Jesse Klein.
There's a reason that they're called your privates. Women especially have never been fond of a man who likes to kiss and tell. Now we have to worry about men who kiss and tweet, as there is a new iPhone app called I Just Made Love. Available for download on iTunes, this app allows you to immediately tell the world all the details of your latest conquest, even before the person you've conquested has a chance to catch a breath. You can tell the world who you've just been with, what positions were involved, whether it was, quote, indoors or outdoors, and whatever other lascivious details you feel like sharing that no one on the face of this earth wants to hear. Conversely, you can look at the love map to see where other shameless people are doing intensely private things. In short, it's kind of like Foursquare for the beasts with two backs. While the app is called I Just Made Love, it seems like the developers will soon have to create a follow-up called I Just Got Dumped.
I Just Made Love, an app for immediately bragging about your sexual conquests. And your last story of a relationship warning sign comes from Paula Poundstone.
This newest piece of tech magic sounds good to me headphones. Take noise-canceling headphones one discriminatory step further. They can now be set to cancel out the frequencies of the female voice. Surely many a guy has conceived of such an item without having the technology skills to make his dream come true. In this case, however, perhaps the technology nerd who made it a reality didn't have enough experience in the field to be aware of the pitfalls. The problem, says dismayed consumer Cameron Barrett, I found while watching a football game is that when I heard my girlfriend in the kitchen and yelled in for her to get me a beer, she realized that I could hear. I just couldn't hear her. Then when she saw the features listed on the box they came in, she found another way for me to avoid the sound of her voice. She left. You'd think they'd come up with a better warning. They bother mentioning not to eat the silicone pouch it's packed with, but they don't even mention that when they're ripped off your head really quickly, it can hurt your ears.
All right. So here are your choices. Let's assume you're a young woman hoping for the best with the guy in your life. Well, you might find that guy either from Maz Jobrani, having your image photoshopped to look better from a service in New York City, from Jesse Klein bragging about your latest night of passion together using a new iPhone app just for that purpose, or from Paula Poundstone wearing headphones designed to carefully cut out the sound of your voice alone. Which of these is the real story of a bad thing for a boyfriend to do in the news this week?
Wow, they're all good reasons to dump somebody.
That's I would agree.
I'm always wanting to look younger and thinner in pictures, so the Photoshop sounds like a good idea.
Okay, you're before that. All right.
But the headphones for your girlfriend's voice, oh, that's just really mean. I'm going to go with the tweeting.
You're going to go with the tweeting, the iPhone app that Jesse described, the I Just Made Love, it's called. That's your choice?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's your choice. We actually were pleased enough to speak to the person responsible for this.
I Just Made Love is available everywhere. We're all have a great fun and make love.
That was Cyprian Shishkevich. He's the creator of the I Just Made Love app, and he will be spending the rest of his life alone. You, however, picked the correct answer. It was, in fact, Jesse Klein. You have won our prize. You'll win Carl's voice in your voicemail. Congratulations.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Gonna leave you, baby. Crying won't make me stay. Gonna leave you, baby. Crying won't make me stay. The more you cry, the farther I'm going.